Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by REMAX Real Estate Concepts. With professional offices throughout the Des Moines Metro, REMAX Real Estate Concepts is homeconnect.com. And the Strudelhaus for fine Austrian dining here in Des Moines, strudelhaus.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Bruce Tax is the name of his company, and we invited Bruce Schmiedlin back to visit with us about IRS audits, what you as a business person needs to know when it comes to what very well might trigger an audit. Bruce joins us from his office here in Des Moines. Welcome back to the News Hour, Bruce Schmiedlin. Grateful that you're with us today.
Thank you very much, Michael. And, you know, I went and followed that blizzard that wasn't and decided to phone things in today. And we've got about 2 inches outside my window
here. There you go. Well, Bruce, if you may or may not remember, is a trilingual CPA with audit, financial, marketing, information systems, all kinds of things. And when we saw a story just recently about some things that businesses ought to be aware of that could flag an IRS audit, we thought, hey, who better to call than our friend that's a tax preparer and a CPA than Bruce Schmiedlin. Bruce, let's talk about that a little bit. There are some real danger signs we would suspect among small business owners out there that might make some mistakes on their income tax report and might cause a red flag with the IRS.
Well, even if they get it right, they might have a red flag show up and they end up having the audit and defend it successfully. But really, if you put these on your return, you're inviting an audit.
Okay.
And an audit is simply your chance to defend what you put on your tax return.
Sure.
So as we were taking a look at things here, you know, everyone has their own definitions of the tax terms and all that. And when you get into businesses, there's a lot of different nuances. So I thought I would quickly get us on common ground with a few definitions here. So the first one up is really a business tax return. You know, that could be a Schedule C, sole proprietorship, a 1065 partnership or LLC, your 1120S for subchapter S, 1120C C corporation, and we're just going to let you use the default elections to keep things simple.
Okay.
And if I don't specify a form of business, the word business applies to all of those.
Go ahead.
And, you know, really starting out on those seven things that could get the IRS knocking on your door, probably number one is your business is really a hobby. And it's not a clear cut, you know, if you do this thing, then it's a business. There's a great big long list of factors to consider, but the most weight given is the one that says you made money in 3 of the past 5 years, including the current year.
So in other words, I mean, if you're just losing money, you're right. I mean, business is in business to make money, right?
Exactly. You have to treat it as a business, try to make a profit. That means changing course when things aren't working, keeping good records, not paying personal expenses from the business, and making sure that you've done all of your required filings and permits for that type of business. You know, if you're in something where you need to have a business license, get it.
Get it, yeah. Yeah. All right. So one would be, you know, not reporting income and thinking that you got a hobby. What's number two?
Number two, oldie but a goodie, that is claiming the home office deduction.
Oh, boy.
And really, the space has to be necessary and regularly used for the exclusive use of the business. That means you can't be paying personal bills, doing your web surfing, storing personal items there, having guests stay there. Please don't try to claim part of your kitchen or living room. It isn't going to fly.
Yeah, and I would suspect that there's some people that get caught up in that, and they say, hey, this desk, I use this to sit my laptop on and do work. And that may not necessarily cut it.
And then you have some people that may have some place of business outside the home where they do most of the things, and they bring the administrative stuff back home.
Right.
And, you know, yes, sometimes you can get that to fly with the IRS, but not always. They're looking at it from the perspective of, is it a business necessity? If it's merely appropriate and helpful, that's not good enough.
That's not going to work.
No.
All right. So we've got a hobby. We've got a home office is another trigger. Give us a third.
Contractor versus employee.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. 1099s.
Yes. Not an income tax issue, but it's a huge IRS red flag for payroll tax audits. You know, get a, some professional guidance on this because the stakes are high. Yet I keep seeing small businesses trying to hire on independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
They even say, I'm hiring a contractor. That's an oxymoron. That just doesn't happen. And then they give them all sorts of rules that they have to follow. They supply the equipment, the place to work, all the materials. I'm sorry, that's an employee.
That is an employee, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got contract employees. We've got home office. We're talking about... what was the first one? All of a sudden...
Business is a hobby.
Business is a hobby. Thank you very much. What's number four?
Unreported income. And this one has a slightly different twist that's specific to businesses, especially if you're receiving a bunch of 1099s. Is what happens is you may get this great big stack. You think, I don't need to use these for my return. If someone misreports income and overstates it, and your return has less than the total of all those 1099s,
You got trouble.
And a frequent problem spot, and these are people that do a lot of credit card transactions with their business, is the customer sends a 1099 for everything they bought, including the stuff on the credit card, and then the credit card processor sends a 1099-K, counting that same income a second time.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Yeah. And the client that paid with the credit card, if they follow the instructions, it clearly says, do not include any amounts you paid with a credit or debit card.
Got it. We've got about a minute and a half left, so we've got three more to get into before as we're talking about these red flags with Bruce Schmiedlin, CPA. Go ahead, Bruce.
Fake business income or losses to get tax credits or avoid phase-outs on a personal return. They're trying to game the business results to get an extra benefit on their personal return. Earned income credit, child tax credit, big red flags on it when you're right at the phase-outs there. Next in line is if you have an S-corp or a C-corp, you have to pay yourself a salary there. Well,
yeah.
Some people try to pay too low of a salary in an S-corp and take the rest as dividends, and that's an end around on the payroll tax laws, plus it's trying to change the tax rates on the personal return, or paying too high in the C-corp to get a bigger deduction.
Hmm.
And then last in line is overpaying your family members. It can be a tax dodge, or it could be trying to get around the estate tax and generation skipping taxes. And on, you know, this whole thing with C-corps, S-corps, and then just overpaying any family member, you need to have a compensation study to support what's being paid.
It
can't just be, this is what the person used to make, this is what I used to make. It's not going to fly.
In the remaining seconds that we have, Bruce, one of the things we've got to be aware of, how do you mitigate your losses with regard to these? I suspect you would say go to a competent tax preparer.
Well, it's not just a competent tax preparer. It's also someone who does small business consulting to help you set it up right the first time.
Yeah.
Because the tax preparer, sorry, the game's over. The score is the score.
Yep.
You got to get it right, which means run your business seeking profit separate from your personal interests, pay attention to all 1099s, follow the employee contractor rules, and pay reasonable compensation based on defensible compensation studies.
Super. Thanks so very much, Bruce. We appreciate your time.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and thanks for the invite again.
My pleasure. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, CPA, brucetax.com. You can find him all over the internet, Bruce Schmiedlin, CPA. Our thanks to Desmond Adams for coming in to talk about the big black and gold ball that's going on this coming Saturday. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Stay safe out there. Don't be slipping and sliding. For all of us associated with the NewsHour, that would be Dustin and Monica and Jimmy and also Mark and Mary Sayer. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for being here. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.